I'm joined by Quentin Bainbridge, the Wellington Napoleon Tigers head football coach. And coach, we'll start with your dream team nominee for offense, and senior Gage Portell, the running back. He ran for over 1,000 yards this season. Can you tell us about him?
Yeah, Gage had a great year for us. He's kind of the, one of those kids, been a four-year starter for us, mainly on defense, but really stepped into a big role this year, carrying the ball for us. You know, we needed him to, be a big part, staple of our offense, have a lot of carries a game and carry a big load for us. You know, we had a new quarterback and a new receiving core and a lot of things like that. But, yeah, Gage, he's just a great leader. He led our team in touchdowns and led our team in yardage, averaged almost six yards a carry. Just a great young man and will be truly missed.
Obviously, he's a very talented football player, but how was he in that leadership role as a senior at the running back position on offense?
I mean, he's quiet. You know, he's definitely not the most vocal leader we have on our team, but he just showed up and he went to work. You know, he's the kind of kid that never misses a day in the weight room in the summer. He's always there, right when practice starts, ready to go. Always brings a great attitude. Doesn't matter if we're doing a drill, he's done 100 times. He's going to go as hard as he can the entire time. You know, his leadership was really more just based on, his actions and how he played the game, because he played the game the right way. And it was a lot of fun coaching.
What kind of person is he away from athletics?
He's the same. he's not the most boisterous person. You know, he's pretty sullen. He likes to hunt, likes to fish, kind of a peaceful young man. He's just a great, great attitude about life.
All right. Well, now we'll switch over to defense, and your defensive nominee was senior defensive lineman Jacob Dillon, and he led your team in tackles. Sounds like he had quite the season.
Yeah, he did. You know, he was the top defensive lineman in our conference this season. He transferred over from Santa Fe a couple years ago and just became a huge part of our team this year. You know, he started for us at D-line last year, was kind of learning some things. But this year he just took off. You know, he had 54 solos and 41 assists on the season, 17 tackles for a loss, fumble recoveries, fumble causes. I mean, just wrecked a lot of things right there in the middle of the field. You know, we played him at nose the entire season, and, just because he was able to make plays both ways, and we didn't want to limit him to one side of the field. But, inevitably, if you were watching a game, at some point you'd see somebody get tackled 15, 20 yards down the field, and that would have been Jacob coming from the nose guard position and hawking a kid down the field. So definitely just played the game hard, had a great motor, and loved to make plays.
All right, we'll talk about his personality away from athletics.
Oh, he's another great kid, just farm or country kid. Also likes to hunt and fish, but he also just likes to work. You know what I mean? He likes to work hard. He likes the competition. Really physical. He's a great lifter. Got a lot of our lifting records that he's kind of taken over the last couple of years, and just a brute, strong kid, but also has a lot of speed to him. So just a great, great young man.